I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Winter Olympics have brought with it more than just games to Vancouver. Trafficked women have also poured in. Jamie McIntosh of International Justice Mission Canada says advocacy groups raised concern about trafficking early on, but authorities seemed unfazed. Hope now rests in the response afterward and in prevention for the upcoming World Cup in South Africa.
There is a role for the body of Christ. We need to draw near to those who are broken, those who are abused, those who are oppressed. We need to provide the same protection for them that we would want if we were trapped in that situation ourselves.
Next, 2 months ago, Worldwide Christian School shared a need involving one of their partnering schools, New Life Academy in Orissa, India. The school is being evicted in April by its Hindu landlord. Worldwide's Emily Klooster says they had less than 4 months to respond. A funding issue complicated the deadline, but God answered in a way that laid the foundation for future outreach.
We have just $10,000 to go to reach our goal of $87,000, which is fantastic news for this school. Construction has been underway, and we are planning a building dedication there in early May.
And 34 years ago this month, a deadly earthquake ripped apart Guatemala City. February 1976 also marked the beginning of AMG International's ministry in Guatemala. Out of the rubble of that disaster grew the solid ministry of AMG Guatemala that stands stronger than ever. Today, AMG Guatemala acts as the hands and feet of Christ to nearly 7,500 kids with a staff of over 500 people. Pray for open doors. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people like you to be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample before you subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.